What about the POUM putsch?
The POUM was never serious. It was a heresy of crackpots and wild men, and it was really just an infantilism. There were some honest, misguided people. There was one fairly good brain, and there was a little fascist money, not much. The poor POUM. They were very silly people.
But were many killed in the putsch?
Not so many as were shot afterwards, or will be shot. The POUM. It is like the name, not serious. They should have called it the MUMPS, or the MEASLES, but no. The measles is much more dangerous. It can affect both sight and hearing. But they made one plot, you know, to kill me, to kill Walter, to kill Modesto, and to kill Prieto. You see how badly mixed up they were? We are not all alike. Poor POUM. They never did kill anybody. Not at the front, nor anywhere else. A few in Barcelona, yes.
Were you there?
Yes. I have sent a cable describing the wickedness of that infamous organization of Trotskyite murderers and their fascist machinations all beneath contempt, but between us, it is not very serious, the POUM. Nin was their only man. We had him, but he escaped from our hands.
Where is he now?
In Paris. We say he is in Paris. He was a very pleasant fellow, but with bad political aberrations.
But they were in communication with the fascists, weren't they?
Who is not?
We are not.
Who knows? I hope we are not. You go often behind their lines, he grinned. But the brother of one of the secretaries of the Republican embassy at Paris made a trip to Saint-Jean-de-Luz last week to meet people from Burgos.
I like it better at the front, Robert Jordan had said. The closer to the front, the better the people.
How do you like it behind the fascist lines?
Very much. We have fine people there.
Well, you see, they must have their fine people behind our lines the same way. We find them and shoot them, and they find ours and shoot them.
When you are in their country,
you must always think of how many people they must send over to us.
I have thought about them.
Well, Kharkov had said, you have probably enough to think about for today. So drink that beer that is left in the pitcher and run along now because I have to go upstairs to see people. Upstairs, people. Come again to see me soon.
Yes, Robert Jordan thought. You learned a lot at Gaylord's. Kharkov had read the one and only book he had published. The book had not been a success. It was only 200 pages long, and he doubted if 2,000 people had ever read it. He had put in it what he had discovered about Spain in 10 years of traveling in it, on foot, in third-class carriages, by bus, on horse and mule back, and in trucks. He knew the Basque country, Navarre, Aragon, Galicia, the two Castiles, and Estremadura well. There had been such good books written by Barrow and Ford and the rest that he had been able to add very little. But Kharkov said it was a good book.
It is why I bother with you, he said. I think you write absolutely truly, and that is very rare. So I would like you to know some things.
All right. He would write a book when he got through with this, but only about the things he knew truly, and about what he knew. But I will have to be a much better writer than I am now to handle them, he thought. The things he had come to know in this war were not so simple.